Father God, we thank you. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, God, we thank you for all things. Lord, we thank you for another day, Lord, if we get to stand before you. That in all things we might glorify you, God. That you might continue to uplift our spirit. That all those, Lord, that serve you, God, that you might continue to strengthen them in these last days. Father, because we know that the end is nigh and it's at hand, Lord. It's even at the door because of the wickedness that's in the land. So I thank you for your grace, God. Thank you for your humility, God. You might cause us to serve you humbly in spirit and in truth, God. It's the only way we can serve you, Father. And it builds up our spirit. For when we are weak, Lord, then are we strong, because we must rely upon the Almighty God. Jesus' name, amen. So I just want to talk about some things that are contrary to God. People are just going about and, like I've always said, doing things the way that they want to do it and not taking heed to the word of God and to the will of God. And so I was looking at Genesis 1 and 27, where it says, the Lord God created man in his own image. In his own image created he him. And he created both male and female. So see, God created man and he created woman. He created man in his own image and he took the woman from man. And so, you know, people are caught up in these gender identity things today, to where they're, you know, changing their identity, changing their sex, and all these things. And they, you know, are seeking civil rights because they say that people are persecuting them and all these things. And they want the government to give them rights. And all of these things, you know. So God is letting us know that these things are contrary, and these are the very reason that he destroys Sodom and Gomorrah, so that Sodom and Gomorrah does not exist today. It's empty. It's a desolate land. Nothing can grow. The Dead Sea is there. And so likewise, the world would face condemnation for all of these things. They will, because God, like it said in the Holy Scripture, he created man and he created woman. Everything else, plain and simply, is not of God. It's just not of God. We can try to justify it, and we can say all the things that we want to say, you know, but in the end, God will judge all of these things. I don't care who you are. Small or great, rich or poor, bond or free, we all must stand before the judgment seat of God and give account for everything that we do in this body while we're here on earth. And there's no doubt about it. Okay? So we can do these things knowing that they are against the will of God, and against the will of God, it's not pleasing in the eyes of the Lord when he looks down from heaven and see that what he created has gone so far astray that we're even changing our genders. And the Bible tells us in the last days these things will come. Men working with men and women working with women, the things that are unseemly, unnatural affections before the Almighty God. The nation and the world cannot stand with these things being done upon the face of the earth. God has to judge it, and he has to cleanse the earth from all these sin and all these iniquity. It's an abomination in the sight of the Almighty God. It's an abomination. And the Bible tells us, we that do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And maybe people don't care. if they inherit the kingdom of God. But know this, one thing, you will not, because God's word is true. It's true. And by it, we all shall be judged by the word of the God. The Bible tells us that, don't you know that the saints of God will even judge the angels? We will judge angels, the people of God, those that make it through and are tried and true. And how much more, right, can we not see upon the face of the earth that these things are corrupt and they are against the will of the Almighty God? And God wants us to repent and turn away from our sins. He wants us to repent and turn to Him. These words are of God, and they will be a living testimony against the earth. They will be there for a living testimony. They're tried and they're true. So we can go about our way like judgment will not come. But I'm telling you, judgment is coming to the earth. The vengeance of the Lord is nigh in His hand. And God said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord God Almighty. Vengeance is mine. This is sin. These things are sin. And we must turn away from our wicked ways. Turn to the Almighty God. He's the only one that can save you and deliver you. We know these things are wrong. We go about doing them day by day like God don't exist. But He is in heaven. He looks high. And He looks low. And there's nothing above Him. His dominion is everywhere. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Every cattle on a thousand hills belongs to the Lord God Almighty. All things belong to Him. By His hands were these things created. For His glory. And man is not glorifying God upon the face of the earth. He's not glorifying God. He's glorifying himself in sin and corruption. In blasphemous deeds. And they think it's funny and they think it's cute when they're doing these things. But know that God will judge all these things, says the Lord God Almighty. He will judge it. And He will perform all His will in the earth. He will perform all His will in the earth. And no man shall escape the judgment seat of the Almighty God. The Bible says it's given to us one to die once. And after that, we shall be judged. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Our salvation is in Jesus Christ. Because the Bible said the just shall live by faith. But the threshing floor shall be thoroughly purged by fire. That all things might come unto God's reign, unto God's rule, in God's time, by God's will, and not by the will of man. The Bible tells us there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism in Ephesians 4. All things must come under the rule and reign of God. God is sick of all the divisions in the church. There's a church on every corner. The devil has divided us. And everybody think they got the right doctrine. But the Bible says one Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's it. That's it. God don't care about your own interpretation. The Bible is not of any private interpretation. It's not. And we got to line up to God's way, in God's time, by God's will. We can't keep doing these things. See, men seek to glorify themselves. Because when there were divisions in the church back in the early days, Paul said, were you baptized unto Paul? Or to this one or to that one? We are all baptized unto Jesus Christ. And through the Holy Spirit, which is the baptism of fire. These are all doctrines of men seeking to glorify themselves and not God. Because if it was not so, then we would all have the same. There would be only one church in every town and in every city. And everybody would go to that one church, not like the one world religion where you got all these different religions, but we're talking about the true faith of God. The true faith of God. And there's only one. There's only one faith of God. I'll say it again. One Lord, one faith, one baptism through the Holy Ghost. Damnation is coming. Damnation is coming. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. And we must repent. Because America will fall. Judgment will come to this God-forsaken land. By the hand of the Almighty God. She will not stand. She will not stand. Says the Lord God Almighty. We can't keep living the way we're living before God and expect this nation to prosper. It will not prosper. It will not prosper. Because eventually she will fall. She will crumble. Everything within her shall come to nothing. Because God has ordained it so that the nations that sin and turn their face away from the living God, that nation shall die. It shall perish. It will perish. Just all these politicians doing it, it's like I said before, serving themselves. They're not seeking to please God in any way, shape, or form. They're not doing it. And you think God will not judge these things? Says the Lord God Almighty, He will judge it. He will judge every deed, every work. By His mighty hand, we must repent now and turn to the living God. We must repent now and turn to only God, the only God that can save us and rescue us, that we not be tormented with the sinners of the world, but we might seek salvation, righteousness and holiness and a pure heart. Only the pure in heart shall see God. Turn away from your sin. The day of the Lord is at hand. Judgment is in the land. We have forsaken God. We have denied Him. And we need to turn as a nation and as a world. And the church needs to get right with God. The time is now to turn. The time is now. That we not be seduced by these lying spirits. The spirit of corruption and of deceit that's in the land. Seducing people and turning them away from God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the very power. But we will see the power of God in these last days. Because God will reveal Himself. He will reveal Himself, even as He is now. In the fullness of his power and of his glory, God would reveal himself unto the world and bring the nations down, subdue them under his power and under his might. Because he is the Almighty God. He is God. And we must turn from our evil ways, from our sin, and the working of iniquity that's in the land. Repent, all ye nations. Turn back to God through churches. Turn to the living God, that he might shelter you in the time of tribulation. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. We must yield to him. We must yield to God and to his will. He is at the door. He is at the door. And he's knocking. If any man should hear his voice, let him come in, that he might sup with us. That he might show us the way of the living God. Not the way of our heart. Not the way of our lustful mind. That we not be deceived by these things. But that we might serve God in spirit and in truth. It's the only way to serve him. It's the only way to serve him. Repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Father God, I praise you and I give you glory because of your mighty hand. Because of your mighty hand, O Lord God. Your mighty hand. You are worthy of all things, O Father. You are worthy to be praised, and we must continually lift you up in these last days. Whosoever shall call upon your name shall be saved. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.